Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been quite a while since my last confession, and I'm not really sure if I've sinned, but I'm here to figure it out at least. I need your advice. You see, I know it's forbidden for a married man to have sex with another woman that's not their wives, and I'm sorry. Let me start over. I don't go to confession that often, so Father, give me some moments to clear my thoughts. I think one reason that I feel so awkward is that I can't even feel your presence. This could be different, I guess, if maybe I could hear you breathing. It would really be relieving to me. Can you just maybe please breathe louder for me? Thank you, Father. It's so much better this way. Just please keep breathing audible for me so that I have the feeling you are here with me. Yeah, just like that. You do it so right, Father. Your breathing is very relaxing for me. Can you maybe breathe even a little bit slower? Otherwise, I might get the impression you feel uncomfortable, and I don't want to feel like I stress you out at all. Just breathe into your belly and slowly let out the air. I just want to listen to your calming and relaxing breathing for a little moment more, okay? Okay, yes, that's so great to hear your breaths. I think I'm brave enough to continue now. Well, like I said, it is a sin if a husband is not truthful to his wife. So to have sex with any other woman is a sin, for sure. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It's one of the 10 big ones. But I personally don't see it exactly like it's written. I mean, it gives me so much faith to hear you breathing, Father. Every time when I try to continue my speech and I don't know how, I can just breathe along with you, and then I find that I find the right words. And you do it so right, Father. Okay, back to what I was saying. In my opinion, what if a wife gives consent to his husband to have sex with another woman? I mean, there is no harm in sincerely when both partners agree. Father, I can barely hear you anymore. Can you breathe louder again? Thanks. That's so great. You know, I imagine you as a pretty tall man, if I consider the amount of air you fill in your lungs so effortlessly. Sorry. Well, where was I again? That's right. If the wife gives consent, everything is fine, right? And see, this is a bit of my problem. Most men find me very attractive. I don't think it's that necessary to describe myself, but just imagine long, beautiful hair, gorgeous eyes, and curves in all the right places. And, well, that type of look that I have may cause many a man to have unchaste thoughts. And if I find a man attractive, well, I sometimes have questions that stray into my mind. I wonder, is he married? Does he have a girlfriend? Does his wife know what I'd love to do with him? I mean, one thing is, I don't even know if I should ask this. To hear your breath is so great, Father. It's so relaxing and, well, I guess this is confession, so I suppose I can admit this, but your breathing is, it's nearly arousing. For me, relaxation and arousal are pretty close feelings. Well, of course, I don't ask those questions, and if I must confess again, inwardly, I don't really care about the answers. I mean, is it really my problem when a very attractive man is craving to feel my body, run his hands over my curves, and feel the taste of my lips? Well, if I happen to want that too, everything is fine for me, right? I mean, the man may sin, but his sin is not the same as my sin, right? Please keep breathing, Father. It really does calm me. So, as I was saying, if he wants to feel my tight, wet cunt around his cock, and I want that too, his marital status isn't really my problem, right? I mean, he's the one that's married, so he's the one that sinned, not me. Father, are you okay? I think your breathing just got a little heavier. I wouldn't mind it that much. I mean, you are a man after all. And, well, priests are humans, and humans do have desires and feelings, of course. In my imagination, you're a very handsome and attractive man. And of course, you can't even see me. All you get to hear is my voice. My voice is pretty sweet, isn't it? Many people have told me that before. And, well, some men have gotten aroused only by listening to my voice. Though it's happened unintentionally, but there's no harm in that, right? When a man melts to my voice, it makes me feel so mighty and so powerful. And I love that feeling. But a question. If you get so aroused by my voice, are you able to hear my confessions? I think an aroused priest isn't very neutral, are they? He's more of a horny man than a chaste priest, I guess. Perhaps we have to wait for a better chance. I want to tell you my views about priests. You see, what I really adore about you is that you are obedient. You're obedient to a god. And it's not like you were forced to be obedient. You simply obey, just on your free will. And that's really the highest state of obedience there is, I think. It really is adorable. But I wonder much about the celibacy thing. I mean, when I don't have sex or don't masturbate for a while, I get pretty grumpy. What person should have to live without sex? It doesn't really make any sense, in my opinion. Isn't our sexuality a gift from God? We can feel aroused and feel the bliss of orgasms. We should be thankful to God, I guess. But from the way I hear you breathing, well, Father, it sounds like you really are aroused right now. Are you aroused? I really wouldn't mind. If you're horny right now, Father, and very aroused, can you moan for me? Naughty Father. Did you imagine my body? Like, really imagine me? Can you imagine my soft skin what it might feel like to kiss my lips. Please moan again for me, Father. Yes, that's so great. You see, I believe in your free will, and you're free to shift your obedience to another object than God. I promise there's no bad in it. Just imagine it more, giving in to the sexual thoughts to clear your mind. You give in to them so that eventually you can get rid of them. It's a good idea, isn't it? I want you to maybe imagine what it's like to kiss me. My hand softly on your chin, my lips pressed against yours, my tongue softly gliding into your mouth. I hear you breathing even heavier, Father. You must be very aroused. I guess maybe we should continue the confession tomorrow, or maybe I can take care of your other needs right now. Moan for me, Father. Yes, that's right. I know it's forbidden for a priest to touch a woman, whatever the reason is for, but we're not even in the same space. There's an entire wooden wall between us, so there is absolutely no danger. Moan for me again, Father. I think when you get some release, maybe your thoughts will be a little clearer afterwards. And like I said, I can make men melt with my voice. I can make them feel like puddles of good boys. Many men are so submissive to me. I give them relief. And what do you think? I think you'd like that. I think you'd like to just obey me. And then simply later on, you can shift your obedience back to your God. And when we meet again and you're not in such an aroused state, maybe I can better explain the problem I came here for. But for the moment, imagine, Father, my tongue playing with your tongue now. Moan, Father. Yes, that's it. That's what I want to hear. I suppose I can still confess to you. I want to make you come very hard. I've made many men come without me touching them, and for some of them, without them even touching themselves. Not every man can come this way, and some may not even ever learn how to. But what the ones told me who had their orgasms this way, well, it sounds like a mind-blowing experience. My experience is when a man is smart and full of fantasy and creativity, he can have an orgasm without ever touching his cock. I'm pretty sure you're such a man, aren't you, Father? I think a priest should be allowed that. It's nothing you've done. You're not really even masturbating if you're not touching. So, can you strip your robe for me? Please do it for me. I'm sure you'll probably make a bit of a mess soon, and we don't want that robe messy, right? So strip it off. And I hope you have some tissues with you, but I suppose you can clean all that cum on your pants, too. I can hear you rustling over there. You're such a good boy. Moan for me, just because, well, I like hearing you moan. That's a good boy. I think you've already recognized that I like to give commands. And I like it even more when good boys like you obey those commands. Don't touch your body. Just look down at your hard cock. I don't want you to regret this later. And like I said, if you're not touching, you're not sinning. So let's just stay in our little fantasy, all right? And I kiss you again, and then slowly start to remove my blouse, starting from the bottom and undoing every single button until I get to the top. You see, I hate wearing bras, and I try not to wear them whenever I can. See, my tits are rather large, and bras are just so very uncomfortable. So when my blouse hits the ground, you can easily see my big, firm tits and my nice, hard, perky nipples. You want to touch them now, don't you? Yes, I knew it. So go on ahead and ask. That's a good start. But I'm sure you can sound more desperate. I'd like that. Put a little more desperation in your voice and ask again. That's it. Now, I want you to put your hands behind your back so you don't get tempted. I'll let you touch my tits, but only with your tongue. I want to feel your tongue circling my hard nipples. That's right. Be a good boy and lick my nipples. And moan for me. And again, you're only allowed to touch my breasts with your tongue. I don't even want to feel your lips. Is that clear, boy? Good. And if you want, you can even thrust your hips back and forth and see as your cock throbs while you circle your tongue over and over again, back and forth. Oh, that feels so good, Father. Maybe I'll even allow you to use your lips now. That's right. Give my entire chest soft, sweet kisses. Take my entire nipple into your mouth. Keep moving your hips back and forth. That's right. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but my breasts and especially my nipples are extremely sensitive. It feels so good to have your mouth on them. What most men don't realize is that their nipples are pretty similar. Here, let me show you. I can easily run my hands along your bare chest and feel my way up to your nipples, and then grip them between my thumbs and index finger. Do you know what I'm going to do next? Yes, I'm gonna pinch them hard, and it's going to hurt. But at the same time, it's only going to increase that sexual energy that you feel deep in your hard cock. You ready? Well, you can say no, but I don't care about your wishes in this moment. You've already given in, so your wishes are pretty much unimportant. Now, just slightly to increase the pressure. No, was that a whimper? Whimper because it hurts so much. And feel just how horny it makes you. That's right. Keep moving your hips back and forth. Imagine what it might be like for my warm mouth to completely engulf your cock. But really, that'd be nothing compared to the way that I could make you feel when your cock slipped into my pussy. You see, I love the feeling of controlling men with my pussy. I can make them whimper and scream just by fucking them. I enjoy it so much, It's such an amazing amount of power. Can you imagine me, Father? Me straddling you, you on your back as I slowly lower my hot cunt down on your hard cock. And just lower myself down until it completely disappears. You see, I prefer big, thick cocks, Father. The really small ones, they do absolutely nothing for me. But I love the feeling of a thick cock when it stretches my tight pussy so very nicely. I don't even have to put in much effort. All I have to do is just flex and relax my inner muscles and, well, I can do this for a long time without giving them any release. And what thrills me is that I have this power, that I can make them come this way at any moment if I wanted to. But I like when they whimper and scream. So I bring them close to an orgasm, get them so very close to that edge, and then I don't let them. And then I do it again and again. I love it when they finally completely give in to me. They're begging and pleading to come. And all it takes is for me to grant that wish. And sometimes I make them beg. And then I make them wait longer as I slowly begin to move. And then faster. Faster, and when I feel them get so very close, when they're right there, their eyes so big and full of need, I stop. Because what I want is for them to beg and plead more. And they all beg. I've never met a man that was able to refuse to beg for his release. I mean, there's no sense in not begging, is there? So, do you want me to make you come, Father? You know what you'll have to do, don't you? I'm pleased with your begging, but I'm sure you could do so much better, Father. You're such a good boy. You see, when they plead and beg, I will increase the pace and the friction. And in the moment when I feel them, just before they're going to come, I like to tease the tip of their cocks. I want them to know that I could ruin their orgasm if I wanted. But normally, that's not my intention. I want to completely drain them as much as possible. You see, in that moment, when I feel them just starting to come, I'll ride them faster and faster until they completely empty their balls deep inside my pussy. I love the feeling of just getting completely fucking filled. It just, there's no feeling like it, Father. You want to explode for me too, don't you? I can tell by your breathing just how close you are. So you'll have to do what every other man does and beg. That's right. It's so alluring to hear you begging that I just want to make you wait just a little more. And anyways, I can barely hear you. Oh, that's right. I want everyone to hear you beg to come. That's right. So, I'm gonna count down from 5, and you will come when I reach 0. And the entire time, I want you begging and pleading and moaning and whimpering. Is that clear? Good. I know priests are trained in obedience. 5. Keep rocking your hips back and forth. 4. Back and forth. 3. Up and down. 2. So very close. I bet you can feel your calm just continuing to build up. 1. I want you to release that tension completely, but be careful not to scream too loud. We are in a church after all. 0. And come now. Come for me, Father. That's right. Feel every single drop leaking completely out of your cock. Let loose of all your tension and feel your muscles instinctively pump out all of your sperm. Enjoy this moment of pure obedience and bliss. You did so good. And nothing is more heavenly than that moment of orgasm. It's like a small journey into the void. And you did so very good. Now, relax. Imagine laying your head on my chest. I know it was bliss, and I know you feel drained. So just relax for the moment. You're such a good boy. But I fear you never did quite take my confession. So, when will you be here next to hear my confession properly, Father?